Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, I am deeply honored to introduce to you Abby Johnson, who is on the phone with us right now. Abby, thank you so much for joining us. I understand you're in Canada today.
I am. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, having you on is an answer to prayer. Our network was carrying the House Judiciary Committee vote, and I prayed that they would be done by 4:30, and they were done by 4:32. So we're running a little late, but I'm very glad to talk to you. And you are the CEO and founder of Then There Were None. And just so that people knew you, we played a clip of your story, a 3-minute clip, and people heard that. And the movie Unplanned, which is your story, is very popular, and many people in my listening audience have seen it. So I'm going to get right to the business here and ask you your reaction to this Pennsylvania representative and what he did at that abortion clinic.
You know, I was pretty fired up after I saw that. I have a real hard time, as I think we all do and we all should, watching someone bully another person, especially those who are simply trying to do good, and you know, maybe weaker members among our society. You know, this elderly woman is being harassed and bullied by this congressman. Then he goes after these kids, 13 and 15 year olds, asking people to give him money to find out where they live, or he's going to give somebody money if someone can tell him where they live. I mean, it's just, it's sick. It's unethical. This is not the way that our elected officials should behave. And then, you know, of course, this, you know, rain of fire comes down on him, and then he gives the lamest, weakest, sorry, not sorry apology, never apologizes to the victims that he harassed. And it's just really ironic. I mean, you look at the situation, you see he's saying that they're shaming people and they're bullying people, but the only person in his video that's bullying anyone is him.
You know,
it's disgusting, and you know, it's time for people to start calling out this bad behavior. And I think pro-lifers for a long time have just sort of we've just taken it. You know, we're like, well, you know, they're hurting, they're whatever. You know what? Like, enough. It is time for us to stand up and start defending ourselves against this sort of behavior. It's ridiculous.
Now, one of my listeners yesterday sent me some information that apparently she is part of your group. She sent me your call to action about Friday. Would you explain what you would like to happen?
Yeah, so I had said, look, Brian, how about I show up at that same clinic at 11 o'clock on Friday and come meet me? You know, come talk to me. Come see if you can harass me. I mean, you know, there's not very many people that know the abortion industry as well as I do as a former Planned Parenthood director. And I'm thinking, you know, you want to have somebody to dialogue with. You want to have somebody to talk to. Come talk with me. That then turned into, hey, Abby's going to be there at 11, so let's pull permits and have a big rally. So it's, you know, it should be fun. Everybody should come. But then I thought, well, you know, we need to stand in solidarity with our unborn brothers and sisters that are being killed in these clinics in the name of choice, and with our other pro-life warriors who are out there peacefully offering options to women walking into these clinics. And so I just sent out an email and said, hey, you know, let's do this all over the country. I can't be everywhere, but there are pro-lifers all across this country. There are abortion clinics all across this country. And this is a call to action for all of us to step up, get uncomfortable, go stand and pray in front of your local abortion facility. It's time for us to show up in numbers. There's power in numbers. And there are hundreds of thousands of pro-lifers across this country. It's time for us to stand up and do something.
Well, this area is very strongly pro-life. In fact, we have busloads that go to the Right to Life rally every year in Washington, even though we had that young boy that was harassed at that Right to Life rally this year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a whole nother story. But I said yesterday, well, you know, it's nice to condemn him, but he's asking for donations to Planned Parenthood. So let's everybody make a donation to your organization or the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation or Pennsylvanians for Human Life. Let's make sure that we respond in kind.
Yeah, absolutely. And gosh, it's not like Planned Parenthood needs any more money. They're getting enough from our tax dollars. But yeah, I mean, especially, you know, if you're out there and you're listening and you're stirred by what this despicable congressman has done, make a donation to your local pregnancy center. Make a donation to your local pro-life group, your local legislative group, whatever it may be. I mean, we really do need to turn out for these organizations and to sacrifice and do what we can to support them.
You know, when we played that short clip so people who didn't know who you were would get a sense of who you were. And when you began to talk about that ultrasound, I could feel the tears streaming down my cheek, and when it was finished, I had to take a commercial break just to compose myself. So I can't imagine how that ultrasound impacted you and changed your whole life.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, well, I mean, I think about it every day. I mean, it's an image that will never leave my mind, and honestly, I don't want it to. I mean, that's what continues to motivate me in this fight. And it's what continues to keep me going out to the clinics to praying, to keep me traveling to Canada and wherever else I'm traveling. The image of that child being ripped apart and killed in his mother's womb creates in me a sense of urgency that I can't just ignore. And I feel like that urgency is something that we should all feel for the 3,000 babies that are killed every single day just in the United States. But we've got to do something about it. It's not just enough to say, oh, yeah, I'm pro-life, or check a box, or put it on your Facebook profile that you're pro-life. I mean, we've got to start standing up and actually being active in this movement because lives are depending on it.
You know, I want to ask you this question. Whenever there is, you know, news about an attempt to defund Planned Parenthood or cut funds or, you know, that hits, people will say, well, no, they do such great work for women's health. And I go, well, wait a minute. You know, I don't know that the great work for women's health, you know, justifies tax dollars. And maybe there should be another organization. And I have said that Planned Parenthood has lost the right to get anything. Am I extreme or am I right?
No, you're absolutely right. Planned Parenthood shouldn't be getting any of our tax dollars. All the money that we're giving to Planned Parenthood should absolutely be shifted to either life-affirming centers that are helping women throughout their crisis pregnancies, adoption agencies, maternity homes, and it can also be given to health centers that are providing comprehensive care for men, women, and children, something that Planned Parenthood has never done and will never do. I mean, why do we want women to go to facilities where they can only receive a quarter of the care that they actually need? Why don't we send them to facilities and fund facilities that are actually truly taking care of women's health care needs?
Now, I want people to listen very closely because I want you to explain, and then there were none, what the mission is, and then I want you to give information about how they get in touch with you, how they donate, what they can do to help.
Sure. So about 6 years ago, I started And Then There Were None. We are the only ministry who is reaching out to abortion clinic workers, those who are nurses, ancillary staff, physicians, and offering them a way out of these clinics, offering them new lines of employment, HR help, resume writing, financial assistance until they can find another job. We provide licensed therapy to those who come through our ministry. So really sort of a comprehensive program for those who come to us. And we didn't know how successful it would be. We didn't know if it'd be successful at all. Honestly, it was brand new. Nobody had ever done anything like this. But in the past 6 years, we've had over 500 abortion clinic workers come through our ministry and find hope and healing outside of abortion and develop a relationship with Christ. And it's been really amazing just to be part of those more than 500 transformations. And because of what these workers have done, because of what they've been sharing, we've actually helped to close down 21 abortion facilities across the country, because nobody knows what's really going on inside of the abortion industry except for those who have worked there. And so when they leave, they're all fired up, they want to do something, and we get them in contact with attorneys, state officials, health department officials, and they have the information to close these clinics, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Now, your website, please give us the information or an address or whatever the people can do to get in touch with you.
Yeah, so they can go to abortionworker.com to find out more about what we're doing and how they can help and be a part of it.
Well, Abby, I said when I introduced you, it's been an honor to talk to you. I haven't seen the movie, but I promise you I will. And anytime we can help your organization, please feel free to call us.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.